Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Starting a family is undoubtedly an exciting time, but the reality of seeing a positive pregnancy test can send even the most laid-back woman into a spiral of sleepless nights. Trust me, I've been there. We're here to tackle the conundrums that keep many mums-to-be, just like me, awake at night when they find out their life is about to change forever. Hello and welcome to Baby on the Brain, a podcast brought to you by Stylist magazine, dedicated to the big life questions you face when you find out you're pregnant. My name is Fliss, I'm the digital executive editor at Stylist, and I'm pregnant with my first child. I hit the third trimester recently, and I've had a realisation I'm probably going to be wearing leggings and oversized holiday t-shirts from now until I give birth. And secretly, I'm very much enjoying the 10 out of 10 comfort levels. Every week, I'm joined by a different co-host, and today I'd like to introduce Natasha Gandotra. Tash is the head of digital marketing at Stylist. She's a first-time mum-to-be, and at the time of recording, she's 19 weeks pregnant and freaking out about it on a semi-regular basis. She loves yoga and getting drunk with her pals, although she claims only one of these hobbies has transferred well into her pregnancy. Together, we're going to be discussing today's big question, which is all about jealousy. Welcome, Tash. Thank you so much for joining us on Baby on the Brain. Congratulations on your pregnancy. How far along are you and how are you feeling?
Hi, Fliss. So I'm 19 weeks pregnant. So I am almost halfway there, technically. And I'm feeling good. I say that with slight caution because I'm quite a small person. I'm 5'3". A bit petite, so I'm dreading having to carry around lots more weight on my front.
I was going to say, I don't think your height is going to affect how you feel.
No, but like, it's
I'm
getting...
fine, but I'm very small.
Fine, I'm tiny, but basically it's just what I'm trying to say is I'm dreading the growth because I feel like I'm going to topple over onto my front. Kind of like when you're at Glastonbury and you've got a really heavy backpack on your back and you normally just like plop back down into the field. But I don't think I can do that when I'm...
You're an upturned beetle.
Yeah.
No, you really shouldn't. Like coming from someone who is 36 weeks pregnant on Thursday, please don't do that. That's a really bad idea. Like your child is probably padded, but leaning on her or him is not a good idea.
Okay, I'll take that.
So we're here today to discuss jealousy, and you know, you and I are friends outside of work, and it's something we've discussed previously, but in a different guise. So I know when you told me you were pregnant, and actually before that, when I told you I was pregnant and you had this little secret that you didn't tell anyone, I was moaning to you about FOMO. So just feeling like I was missing out and feeling so jealous of everyone drinking at Christmas and having a nice time, and me just sat there miserable and scroogey, dry and boring.
I can't imagine that.
Is jealousy something you thought about when you got pregnant? Like, is it something that hit you or not really?
I've been jealous a few times, and we've briefly spoken about it before, but one of the things that I've been jealous about lately is exercising. So this probably says a lot about my personality, because I enjoy exercise a lot, but I've never been like a triathlete or anything like that. And now all of a sudden I'm like, oh my god, I wish I could run a marathon right now. Like, why did I never run a marathon? Or I wish I could go climbing. My husband and I often climb together, he's quite lean, and he's like great at that kind of thing, and I used to like going with him. And I'm sure there are pregnant women that carry on, like run marathons and go climbing, but it's just probably it's not something that though that I feel that comfortable doing, because I'm not an expert.
I think the rule is with exercise is that you absolutely can carry on. Mm-hmm. Totally. I've carried on with my PT sessions. Mm-hmm. But taking up triathlons, if you haven't already done a triathlon when you're pregnant, is not a good idea. So if you're sat there saying, do you know what? Now I'm pregnant, I'd really like to take up marathon running. I think your doctor and all of your friends and Nick, your husband, would be like, now isn't the time, Tash. Now is not the time. I think there's a couple of things I want to talk about today. And one of them centers on my jealousy of people who seem to be having the perfect pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned in the intro, I am genuinely sat here in leggings. And they are leggings that come up to just below my boobs. Real comfy, real big ones. And a big t-shirt. Aaron is now lending me his clothes. For anyone who doesn't know what we look like, I once described us like Sully and Mike out of Monsters Inc. he's a 6'3" rugby player, and I am 5'4" and not that big, but he is willingly lending me his clothes, so I'm going around in leggings and like big t-shirts, and it doesn't make me feel particularly good about myself. That's what I would say, and I'm really jealous.
And that's nice.
You're not meant to be taking his side on this. But in terms of the jealousy, I'm really jealous of the women who have got like beautiful dresses to wear, and they do their hair and their makeup. And it's never really been my thing. But whenever I do my hair or like put some mascara on or even draw my eyebrows, I do notice I feel better. But I am starting to feel really jealous of all the pregnancy influencers that I follow now on Instagram, eye roll, who just look so great all the time, and they look like they're having such a wonderful pregnancy in the sunshine with their coordinated outfits on and their glossy hair, and I know it's not the truth, but I still believe it.
I know what you mean. I think you do have to remember though that it is just Instagram, and I just think it's not something you can control. Like, I guess like other people's pregnancies isn't something that you can control. So I guess it's just about like stepping back and trying to not compare yourself so much. I think that's what I've been trying to do. It's like, just because it seems like someone's having the perfect pregnancy doesn't necessarily mean they are. Also, if they do happen to have the perfect pregnancy, great. But they might not have the perfect birth, or their kid might not sleep for longer than 20 minutes when it's born. Mm. And you're always going to have some aspects that are better than some people, better than other people, technically. And then they might have things that are technically worse. But it's a completely different ball game for people, I think. Like, it may seem like they're having a walk in the park, but their next child could even be like a nightmare pregnancy. I know a couple of people who sailed through pregnancy number one, and then it comes to number two and they've been signed off work because they're just in bed.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's more like it's people can put on makeup to cover up like their sleepless nights and things like that, but you just got to be as chill as you can about it. I guess that's how I've been trying to see it.
Joining us today is the brilliantly honest and funny Molly Carnan. Molly has gained thousands of followers on Instagram for her exceptionally sharp-witted and truthful portrait of motherhood on Instagram. I'm thrilled to have you with us today, Molly. We've invited you on to talk all things jealousy. And as you were waiting in the wings, you heard Tash and I talking about the fear of missing out and being jealous about our friends finally getting their lives back. I suppose I wanted to start by asking you, did you experience any jealousy when you found out you were pregnant?
Not when I found out I was pregnant, no. I think my main thoughts when I, for at least for the first 3 months, was just sheer panic and surprise. I mean, even though it was something that we wanted, I was still shocked when I found out. It shouldn't have come as a surprise. It was, you know, the natural consequence of what was going on. yeah, so no, my first thought was, okay then.
Yeah,
here we go.
I think everyone listening can relate to that. If they've been pregnant, my first thought was, in fact, it might have even been my first word, it was like, oh shit.
I actually said that, those exact words I said to my dog. My dog was the first person I told. He was in the room with me. I went, oh look, Lincoln, look, there's two lines on the stick. Oh shit. That was exactly the whole conversation that I had with my dog.
So after you got over the initial sheer panic, did you experience any jealousy? You know, it was a different time. So your son Oscar is going to be 2 in June. So you were pregnant in 2018-19?
The end of 18.
So no pandemic to straddle there. Everyone's lives were relatively normal at the time.
Yes.
Yeah, talk to me about any jealousy that you did feel.
I mean, my pregnancy, to be fair, was completely textbook. Like it couldn't have gone better, really. But my anxiety was absolutely through the roof for the entirety of my pregnancy. I was scared to pretty much do anything while I was pregnant. I was convinced that anything I did would make it not be there anymore, kind of thing. And my sister actually had a very early baby. She had a 29 week little girl when I was 22 weeks pregnant. So this kind of just ramped up any kind of anxious feelings I felt. And I would always see any pregnant woman I would see, they seem so calm, just looking forward to the future. And I'm there, a bag of nerves. You know, I couldn't enjoy scans. I was convinced at every scan appointment, it was going to be horrible news. I mean, I really, really struggled to enjoy pregnancy. So I suppose I do feel quite jealous of people that say they loved it. I mean, mentally, pregnancy was a nightmare for me. And I don't know how anyone says that they like that. So I'm quite jealous of people that just have a lovely experience.
It's actually a really, really interesting angle, because that's something that Tash and I, in our privilege, hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
Actually, we're sat here saying to each other, God, I'm so jealous of people who are living their normal lives, going to the pub and having a drink. But, you know, both of us are kind of, I suppose, to a point, taking everything in our stride. I mean, I did tell Tash a story earlier about crying because I was made to do a gestational diabetes test.
They're horrible.
It was between my birthday and Easter. Aww. And and it really ruined my week. But looking at what you've just said, it's such a different element to that, actually.
Yeah.
Understanding that, you know, you can also be jealous of people who are enjoying their pregnancy because you've had it really tough.
Yeah, I mean, for a little while, I was convinced that people were just lying when they said that they were happy to be pregnant. No one could enjoy this. What are you talking about? But no, they genuinely like it. They do it millions of times. They think it's brilliant. But every element comes with its own challenges. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in hospital over the years. So the medical side of my pregnancy, going, you know, having to do these tests and all sorts, they didn't bother me. I actually knew what I felt like I knew what I was up against with the medical bits. It was being at home and stupidly Googling things every time I felt a twinge.
Don't even talk to me about Google.
Honestly, all I did was make things worse. I'd ring up my partner at work and be like, right, well, we need to go to the hospital because it turns out I've got, I don't know, a limb missing. Google told me that my foot was going to fall off in a minute, so we have to go. But, you know, there's a rare pregnancy thing that means that you lose your eyesight. It would just be if I felt a twinge or something, him kicking in a different place. So, yeah, I suppose I'm jealous of people that just go, oh, lovely magical time.
Do you think it was partly to do with the fact that you're a first-time mum? Because I think that's, I had sort of definitely not the crippling anxiety that it sounds like you had, but a few sort of, oh, gosh, I don't know if this is normal, and then just like worrying about things like scans coming up, especially because you hear all the horror stories. And then lots of people were like, oh, by the next time, if you have another child, you'll be fine. Do you think that you'd feel the similar way next time, if there is a next time?
Oh, there won't be a next time. I'm not doing that again. But no. I think my problem was I was a bit cocky and I thought I knew all of it already because my sisters have got 4 and 5 children, respectively. And I became an auntie when I was 9. So pregnancy, babies, like I've got two nearly 3 because my niece is pregnant, great nieces and nephews.
Wow.
Someone is always pregnant in my family. So I thought I knew it all. I was like, oh, yeah, this is that. I knew every stage pretty well. So I didn't have much in the way of surprise. I think what got me was how relentless it is. You are relentlessly pregnant. This is I didn't expect how intensely protective I would feel of something I couldn't even see yet. And I think I was just so worried that I was going to lose this thing that I was literally like obsessed with. I loved it. And he was so wanted. And I think genuinely that I psyched myself out.
Yeah. It's actually what you're talking about is something that Tash and I touched on earlier, which was about jealousy around women having the perceived perfect pregnancy. And actually I was saying, I think Instagram is not my friend at the minute. I like Instagram. I think it's a wonderful platform if you can behave responsibly on it, but I can't at the moment. And it's affecting me, and I know it's affecting me, and that's probably where this jealousy and maybe a touch of anxiety is kicking off.
It will do. It's terrible. It's terrible for that. It can make you nuts. So you get the hashtag blessed black and white beautiful picture of a woman with a perfect little bump next to a window with the light shining through, and you think, oh my God, she's so happy and content and having the most wonderful time, and I'm sat here feeling like an actual dollop of shit. What am I doing wrong? Why is she having the most amazing time and I'm sat here just not enjoying myself? And I mean, I suppose some people may well coast through pregnancy and have the loveliest time imaginable, but I think there is a bit of a stigma in complaining about it in a way. Not complaining, but voicing what you're struggling with. Because technically it's something that we picked. And you feel like you can't be down or miserable about it because people are like, oh, it's all worth it in the end. It's like, no, it is. I'm not saying it wasn't. It's not worth it. I'm saying it's hard.
Yeah.
So it's easy to feel this kind of knot of jealousy in your stomach when you see these women who seem to, you think you're not having this problem. But they probably are, or at least they have at some point during the process.
Yeah.
It's a hard process. It's traumatizing. Your body's doing a lot of work. Mentally, yeah. Your hormones are changing. You're going through a lot. So there's no way anyone can go through that and not have a bad day.
So your friends and your family, you say that your sisters have had lots of babies and stuff like that. Because I was chatting to Fliss earlier about how sort of my male friends, I'm a bit jealous of them and just the fact that they will never sort of have this, I guess, like sense of responsibility that you have. Not only having to look after yourself, get yourself through the day, but like look after this tiny thing
grow an actual person.
Yeah. So I was just wondering how you dealt with that.
I don't know if I dealt with it. I probably psychoed about it a little bit. I was a little bit unforgiving. I'd say I had to remind myself a lot that it's not deliberate. I mean, it's the same as anything. If a lot of people, if they haven't been through it themselves, it just doesn't enter their head that certain things might not be okay to say, or certain things might be a bit insensitive or just not helpful, or you know, ignore. Like I had a friend of mine completely forget that I was pregnant while I was talking to him. Oh yeah, you're pregnant. It's like, and it's not their fault, but it's constantly there, isn't it? When you are pregnant, it's not like you go, oh yeah, it's there all the time in your head. You're aware of this thing that's growing. And yeah, I mean, with my partner, while I was pregnant, I would just stare at him like, why do you get to just sit there and be happy and eat what you want and be comfortable? And I'm here, giant asthmatic whale, trying to just exist. You're fine. I'm not. I like that. Yeah, it was real. Like, I was proper ragey. That jealousy was firmly there. I would just stare at him like, I hate you. And it was so sad because he looked after me so well. It was so nice when I was pregnant. He really helped. And it just didn't help. I was still fuming all the time.
Do you think at that point when you were fuming and you felt jealous of him and you were sat there thinking, this is not fair, this is not fair, at any point did you check yourself and go, oh, my hormones are raging?
So many times.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think part of being pregnant in a pandemic, actually, Tash and I are both first-time mums, the strangest thing for us now is watching people go back to their normal life, and that's bringing out some of the green-eyed monster in me. I would love to be going to a pub right now and having a frozen margarita or... I dream quite a lot about having Aperol Spritz or a pint. And I am jealous. I know I've not got long. Tasha's got a bit longer than me to wait, which has got to be tough. But you enjoyed more of last year. That's all I want to say to you. Don't make me jealous.
True, I got drunk at Christmas and it was fine.
There you go.
Yeah, see, some of us had sober lockdown Christmases.
That's sad.
But it makes me think... will all my childless mates be living my old life? And will I be jealous of that? You know, and actually, should I be looking at myself and going, this is actually going to be wonderful? This is just a new period in my life. You know, did you experience any of this, Molly?
I was convinced that I would. I was so sure that I would find it really difficult. I was a bit of, before Oscar, I was a bit of a party girl. Like, I would be out a lot. I was fond of the rosé. I thought that would be the hardest thing for me while I was pregnant. I thought I'd be counting down the days till I could go and just have a glass of wine in a pub garden again and just enjoy it. And it's funny, when he was born, it couldn't have been the furthest thing from my mind. A friend of mine, my new baby present from my friend was a bottle of wine. And it's still in my fridge. It was like a champagne-y, you know, the nice ones. But still in my fridge. I said to myself, oh, I might have that. I'd barely drink anymore because I just don't want to. It's amazing the shift. Once you're responsible for this little tiny thing, I don't want to freak you out, but the person that you are before goes, you're not her anymore. And that it can be very difficult. You rebuild yourself, I think. You learn the kind of parent you're going to be. You learn and try to learn. This is very hard. How to be yourself and recognize that you're still a person whilst looking after this child in tandem. And it's a massive learning curve. It's not a horrible one. It's amazing to see the different sides of yourself. And I impress myself with what I do every day. And I think being a mum is awesome. It's absolutely wonderful. You won't care that you've seen a boomerang from your mate on Instagram and they're in a pub garden and then they're doing a really bad cheers, but it was the best one they could get. You'll see and go, oh, but you won't relate to it. Another thing is just because you're a mum doesn't mean your life finishes. It just means it takes a little bit more planning. So that jealousy aspect, I mean, you're different to me. Everyone's different. And I'd be lying if I said that I didn't think sometimes if I hear a song that comes up, you know, that reminds me of a night out, I'll go, oh, that was great.
Mm.
And then Oscar will smile at me or give me a cuddle or give me a kiss. Mm. And I forgot that feeling. Your new life is fantastic. You give birth to your own little best friend. And it's wonderful. You've got so much fun to come. I promise.
So you're kind of saying, Molly, that that other people will go on living their lives and potentially our old lives. And there may be potentially the odd moment when we're like, oh God, I want that shot of tequila. But essentially, the overwhelming love for our children or whoever it sort of overrides the jealousy kind of thing.
For me, it does. I know some people struggle with it more than I did. Before Oscar, my mental health wasn't amazing. So this turn has been exactly, not exactly what I needed, but it's given me that drive. And I feel like if you just enjoy it, because don't get me wrong, it's hard work, it's tiring, it's every day you're not really sure what you're doing. There's never a moment when it clicks and you think, I've got this down, I know what I'm doing, because every day is the first time you've done that age. But it's still fun. It's still, your idea of fun will change. You know, it won't be going out and getting smashed. It'll be, oh God, let's take him to Peppa Pig World and see his face. It's going to be brilliant. I'm going to love it. You're proper buzzing for that.
So the kind of final element of jealousy that I've just been thinking about, and Molly, everything you've said is actually wonderful, because I think it's really important that we acknowledge and remember what a brilliant thing we are about to do. Yes, my back is aching. And yes, do you know what? The ends of my fingertips are in shreds because I'm pricking myself for my blood tests 4 times a day now. But then she kicks me, like she's kicking me now. She's obviously very much enjoying this podcast. And
I very appreciate that. Thank you.
I'll tell her. And I kind of think, oh my God. Oh my God, that wardrobe I've got next door with all these tiny little, very cute dresses in. I'm soon going to have a tiny little human being in. And that's, you know, yeah, that's what we're here to remember. But forward facing, the final concern I have that I just wanted to ask you, I suppose how you handled, was jealousy around people and motherhood and mothers with their kids. I suppose especially looking at people who seem to be not just having the perfect pregnancy, but doing all the right things in motherhood. Oh. And, you know, already I'm trying not to put too much pressure on myself to go back to work or to not go back to work. Yeah. And do the right things by me. But I'm, you know, I have no idea if I will be able to breastfeed or not. But I'm already worried that if I can't, I'll be insanely jealous that other people find it so easy. Or, you know, going out, you say you went to the farm. Actually, the people that can just go out at the drop of a hat, that might not be you, but, you know, anyone else can go out at the drop of a hat, but I will soon have to do some kind of army style planning for day trips out.
It gets easier. It gets a lot easier as I get older. For the first maybe 6 months, it's a bit more of an operation, but as they need less, going out gets a lot more straightforward, I suppose. So yeah, don't worry about that one.
Yeah. How do you keep your emotions in check as a mother?
Well, let me know if you find out. you don't, I suppose, is the short answer. I still have wobbles, but these days I've realised that no two children are the same. So what's right for one family isn't necessarily right for yours. Be kind to yourself. Like, there's no right way to do it all. Just... your kid's alive at the end of the day, they're happy, they look at you and you know they're happy, you're doing a good job. You don't need to worry about what they're eating or screen time or all of that nonsense that people seem to just use to beat mothers around the head with. A lot of people, especially on social media, seem to deal in making parents feel guilty or showing off. Oh, I did this today, we only had 16 seconds of screen time and then we went to a woodland and ate leaves and it was magical. Organically grown children made of hemp. Those people aren't real, you know? So everyone is doing their best, I think. And some people need to share online the good kind of correct things that they do to get that validation, because they're probably having a bad day themselves. That's what I've learned. So... I've learned a lot of parents say, oh, well, we don't have the TV on for dinner and we don't do this and we don't do that. But then when you speak to them, they go, oh, yeah, well, we have all day, every day this week. But that's not the bit they choose to have public. So I think you're going to feel like other people are in on something that you're not. That's inevitable. You're going to sit there sometimes and think, I don't know what I'm doing. Why do they know what I'm doing and I don't? Or why do they know what they're doing and I don't? But they don't know either. They're just pretending to. It's a really difficult one. And with breastfeeding, I couldn't breastfeed and I really wanted to, but I was too ill when Oscar was born and it just didn't happen. And I kind of knew that might happen, but you do feel, you know, you see other women just whopping a boob out and it looks so easy. But breastfeeding, I'm looking back, I'm glad I didn't do it now, because it looks hard. It looks exhausting. It looks so, so difficult to maintain. So now that jealousy has kind of disappeared, because I'm just like, oh, yeah, well, my partner can feed my baby and I can go to the toilet. Do you know what I mean? Things like that. So I think hindsight is a wonderful thing. And I don't know if everyone's doing their best, but most people are lying, I suppose, is what you could take away from that one.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Tash, wasn't that fantastic? Molly had so much insight and I just appreciate how honest she is and how funny she is. And I don't actually think she goes out of her way to intend to be that funny and sharp, but she is. I really, really enjoyed it. So I think if I had to take a tiny piece of Molly with me on my pregnancy and motherhood journey, it would be the reminder to be kind to yourself, because jealousy is a manifestation of something else and I can't quite put my finger on it, but I don't need to be looking around at other women because I'm just going to enjoy motherhood and I might do it right, I might do it wrong. I'm certainly not going to put the wrong bits on Instagram, but that's what everyone else is doing. So I think that's what I'm going to take away. What did you learn?
I agree. It was really, really great to chat to her. So one of my favourite things that she said was that when you become a mother, you're less likely to be kind of as jealous as you think of your past life and your friends who might still be doing the same kind of thing, because you rebuild yourself when you become a mother. So you are different. Like, I think no matter how much you might think you're not going to be, you are. So that rebuilding yourself. Also, I think what's really important is that we might obsess about being the perfect mother, but actually, Molly mentioned, which of course is true, is that all mothers are different, but also every child is different. So you might have this image of what you want them to, how you want them to behave, but essentially you can't control how that's going to be. So they could just be a little terror, and you can't really do that much about it.
I don't know how obsessed I am with being a perfect mother. I don't wish for things to be perfect. I see other women who are doing it perfectly, and I think to myself, I've been wearing these leggings for 3 days now. I'm a disgrace. Or, I haven't painted the nursery, and I haven't done any of the other things. I haven't packed my hospital bag, and everyone else has got theirs sanitized down and laid out in like vac pack bags ready to go. If I go into labor, we're going to have to scoop together some old pants and a few nuts from the cupboard and arrive at hospital hoping and praying for the best.
You just need a really organized friend. My friend gave birth earlier this year with her second baby, and she had everything in all like little Ziploc bags. I'm just going to get her to do it for me.
Mate, she is the person that I'm seeing on Instagram that is not helping me, Natasha.
I'll ask her to do you one as well, don't worry.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. And to your first point, I actually do, I thought that was really, really interesting. And isn't it strange that neither of us thought of that? We both started this podcast saying to each other, oh, what about our old lives? Like, first of all, like we had been through our 20s with no trouble at all, which is completely ridiculous. Life. Like they were idyllic years. Like we weren't, I don't know, despairing over boys and hangovers and just friendship fallouts and all of those crazy things, constantly worrying about my body image and which pictures were on Facebook and which ones weren't. Looking back at it with rose-tinted glasses and then actually not appreciating the fact that we're going to be doing something awesome.
Exactly.
Really soon.
Definitely. And I think another thing we didn't touch on ourselves, like we were complaining a bit about the aches and pains, the physical hurts of being pregnant, but actually Molly touched on something which is so important as well, which is like the mental health side of things. So even if someone's having a pain-free pregnancy, a sort of trouble-free one, actually the sort of the crippling anxieties that come along with like even the most healthier pregnancies can just really like get you down and really affect the way that you are when you're pregnant as well. So that was really interesting to hear too.
Yeah, I think the unseen issues of pregnancy are probably, you know, things that we didn't consider when coming into this. So I would say Molly was a very good guest because she's made us reconsider everything we thought we knew about jealousy and pregnancy and motherhood. So now we can trot off into the sunset knowing that we are going to be perfectly imperfect.
I think we'll waddle off into the sunset, but that's okay.
Speak for yourself, Natasha. Well, that's all for this episode of Baby on the Brain. A special thank you to my brilliant co-host Tash and our awesome guest Molly. It's been such an interesting discussion about jealousy and I've realised I have a lot to learn. As ever, it would be great to hear from you if you had thoughts or observations about what we discussed. You can tweet us at Stylist Magazine, find us on Instagram and use the hashtag StylistBabyOnTheBrain. Next week we'll be joined by influencer Janet as my co-host and our guest will be Sandra Igwe. Together we'll be discussing all things ambition, so strap in, it could be quite the ride. Remember to subscribe, share and leave us a review on the App Store.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.